نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O believers, ittaqullah, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save yourself from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become displeased? When we disobey Him. So this verse basically means, fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abstain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be that action, be that speech, minor or major, significant or insignificant in our eyes. As long as it falls in the category of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from it. And it is this abstaining from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is called taqwa. خَلِّ الدُّنُوبِ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا. Leave sins, both minor or major. Leave sins. Stay away from sins. Purify your life from every type of sin, be it minor or major. ذَاكَ التُّقَى. That is taqwa. So when a person purifies his life from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the terminology of Sharia, in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of the Malaika, in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person is a muttaqi. So in order to become a muttaqi, you do not have to be very regular with tahajjud. In order to become a muttaqi, you do not have to stand in qiyam from Isha till Fajr. In order to become a muttaqi, you do not have to spend 4 hours, 5 hours daily in the masjid. In order to become a muttaqi, you do not have to leave business, factory, office. No. The only thing you have to do in order to become a muttaqi is abstain from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. Ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. If you are in the masjid disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not a muttaqi. You may be sitting in the masjid, and while sitting in the masjid, you may be looking down upon somebody. And you may be entertaining pride in your heart that I am better than him. Look at him. Look at the way he is performing his salat. Look at his dress code. He comes from a very low lineage as far as family is concerned. Look at my family. Look at his status. Look at my status. So you may be sitting in a masjid whilst committing sin, whilst displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot be a muttaqi. And you may be working in a shop outside, serving so many customers daily, but you are fulfilling all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are safeguarding your speech, you are safeguarding your eyes, you are safeguarding your ears. You are making sure that you perform salat on time. You are honest, you are trustworthy. You always speak the truth. You don't cheat anybody. So whilst in the shop, you are a muttaqi. So one person whilst in the masjid is non-muttaqi, and another person whilst in the shop is muttaqi. And it is this taqwa that grants a person honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not your wealth, not your status, not your knowledge, not your family lineage, not your color. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The more the taqwa, the more the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more one safeguards himself from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he is honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one should stay away from it. Disobedience of the Creator. How much one should fear that? One should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should never forget him. One should always remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never become ungrateful to him. And one should always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should never disobey him. One very important point here. Fine, we have understood the message. Very clear. Loud and clear. No objection. Allah is our creator and we should obey him. Allah is our creator, we should never disobey him. But we are humans. And humans are prone to making mistakes. We are not Anbiya alayhi salam. We are not masoom. We are not immune from sins. So how can our lives remain pure from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is something that is next to impossible, if not impossible. Then what we need to understand, my brothers, is that tawbah, repentance, is also part of taqwa. So what we need to do is to try our utmost to stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we make a mistake, when we slip, Whether we make that mistake intentionally or unintentionally, as soon as we realize I have made a mistake, we immediately turn to Allah and say sorry to Allah. Repent. Say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I will not repeat this mistake again. And if that same mistake is repeated after half an hour, not after half a month or half a year, half an hour, or even after 5 minutes, again do the same thing. As soon as you realize you have made a mistake, turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I'm sorry. I will not do this again. With a firm resolution, oh Allah, I will not sin again. I will not make this mistake again. So, my brothers, especially my young friends, this needs to be our cycle from today. Taqwa, tawbah. Taqwa, tawbah. T and T. Taqwa, tawbah. When we talk about taqwa, people normally think, oh, taqwa means, you know, you fast every day throughout the year and you perform Fajr Salat with the wuzu of Isha Salat. Yes, that is also taqwa. Taqwa of a very high grade. May Allah grant us that grade of taqwa. But the taqwa upon which Allah has made all promises is this grade which I am asking you to follow. The taqwa upon which Allah has made all the promises. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people accepted iman and after accepted iman they adopted taqwa, what would Allah grant them? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah would open the doors of barakat from the earth and from the heavens. This stage of taqwa. Allah has promised everything upon this stage of taqwa, that we abstain from anything that displeases Him. And if we make an error, if we make a mistake, we immediately repent. That is also part of taqwa. So what we need to do from today, my brothers, is that we need to make sure that when Malakul Maut comes to us, either we are on the platform of taqwa or we are on the platform of tawbah. Either we are in a state where we are not disobeying Allah, or we are in a state where we have disobeyed Allah and we are repenting and Allah is calling us in the hereafter whilst we are repenting. So either we are clean or we are in the process of making ourselves clean. These are the only two situations where we should be when we are called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me tell you one more thing. This tawbah is a very, very powerful weapon that Allah has granted us. It is one of the greatest ni'mats of Allah. Shaitan exerts all his effort behind a person, and he keeps him entangled in a sinful life for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, 100 years, if he lives for 200 years, 500 years. But before he breathes his last, he repents. And how long does repentance take? A few minutes, a few moments. Regret and firm resolution not to do what he was doing before. This is tawbah. One does not even have to utter anything from the tongue. Deep in his heart, he regrets and he makes a firm resolution not to repeat those mistakes again. And Allah forgives all his sins. Such a great ni'mat that it takes only a few seconds to wipe out the sins of 500 years. Wipe out the sins of 200 years. Wipe out the sins of 50 years, 15 years. So one benefit of tawbah is that it wipes out everything of the past. It deletes history. It's a delete history button, tawbah is. You watch something on the net for 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, 24 hours. So it takes a long time for you to watch whatever you are watching. But it doesn't take long to delete it. It takes a few seconds only. So tawbah is the delete button, delete history. So one benefit of tawbah is delete history. And second benefit of tawbah. And the way tawbah deletes, it completely deletes. Allah makes the angels forget. Allah deletes that particular action from the book of deeds. Not that he puts a cross on it so people will be able to read. No. Deletes. Completely deleted. And we understand from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that wherever we commit sins, anything from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that watches us will bear witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. When two friends commit sins together, one will bear witness against the other on the day of Qiyamah. These very clothes that we are wearing will bear witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. This portion of the earth will bear witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. When a person repents sincerely, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deletes this particular filth from the memory of everything that has preserved it. Delete it completely. That is one benefit. And second benefit, the more you repent, the more you repent, the more you repent, then the spiritual stamina increases. And the resistance period increases. So let's say somebody is in the habit of consuming drugs. And he repents sincerely that, oh Allah, no more. I will die but consume drugs. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, the craving starts. The craving overtakes him, and the 5th day, he breaks. So the resistance power was for 4 days. He repents. Again he breaks after 4 days. He repents, he breaks after 3 days. He repents, he breaks after 2 days. He repents, he breaks again after 4 days. 3 days, 2 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. A time will come when this will last for 7 days. Because of the barakah of repentance. Then these 7 days will increase to 10 days. It will increase to 1 month. It will increase to 2 months. And a time will come when he will be able to resist that particular item forever and ever. So my friends, let us go from here with this firm resolution that inshallah, T and D will be the cycle of our lives from today. We will try our utmost to abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we do slip, we will immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will repent and we will say, oh Allah, forgive my sins. If we adopt this taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us success in this world and also in the hereafter. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. One who abstains from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an exit for him to leave through from all the problems. Any problem you have, Allah will create exit for you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs, whatever he requires, from those places where he did not even imagine. Allah will become ours. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqun haythu kanu wa man kanu." The people closest to me in this world, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, in Jannat, are those who have taqwa in their lives. Whoever they may be, wherever they may be. If there is an Arab who has no taqwa, he will be far away from me. And a non-Arab who has taqwa will be close to me. A person living in Medina, Munawwara, Makkah, Mukarrama, who does not have taqwa will be far away from me. And somebody who lives in China or Russia or India, Pakistan or Europe, America, but he has taqwa, he will be nearer to me. So a muttaqi acquires the nearness of Allah and nearness of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the 3 verses recited in the khutbah of nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded taqwa. Taqwa, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih, ya ayyuhal nasu taqu rabbakum, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu qawlan sadida. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will live a life of taqwa from today. And if we sleep, then part of taqwa is to make tawbah. And we will always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever we are and whatever circumstances we are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah, immense khair in the nikah that is taking place today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the bridegroom and the bride, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a very strong bond of love between the two of them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this nikah a means of taqwa coming into their lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them pious progeny, and may Allah make both of them and their progeny a means of coolness of eyes for both the families and a means of salvation in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the happiness of this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى اللهم زيننا بزينه الايمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی دوسروں کو چلانے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم تقوی والی زندگی اختیار کرنے کا فیصلہ کر چکے ہیں ہم تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں اے اللہ آج کے بعد کوئی گناہ نہیں کریں گے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, چھوٹے بڑے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, گناہوں سے بچنے کی ہمت عطا فرما, الہ العالمین گناہوں سے بچنے کی تدبیریں عطا فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنے اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ والی موت نصیب فرما, ولایت والی موت نصیب فرما, آخرت کی ساری منزلیں ہمارے لیے آسان فرما, الہ العالمین جہنم سے حفاظت فرما, پل صراط کا معاملہ آسان فرما, انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کے ساتھ دخول اولی جنت الفردوس میں نصیب فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو دنیاوی و اخروی ہر قسم کی خیرات برکات سے مالا مال فرما, آج کے اس نکاح میں بھی خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما, الہ العالمین دلہا کو دلہن کو اس نکاح کو ہر شر سے ہر مکروہ سے محفوظ فرما, ہر برائی سے اس کی حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین ان دونوں کی آفات سے بلیات سے بلاؤں سے حفاظت فرما, بدناظرین کی نظر سے شریروں کے شر سے مفسدین کے فساد سے حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما, الہ العالمین برے اثرات سے ان کی حفاظت فرما, دونوں کو اچھی صحبت کی توفیق عطا فرما, بری صحبت سے ان دونوں کی حفاظت فرما, نیکیوں کی رغبت ان کے قلوب میں پیدا فرما, الہ العالمین برائی کی رغبت سے ان کی حفاظت فرما, شیطان نفس کے مقائد سے محفوظ فرما, الہ العالمین ان دونوں کو تقوی پہ ثابت قدم فرما, الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو تقوی کے زندگی میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا, ولایت کے زندگی میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا, گناہوں سے حفاظت کا ذریعہ بنا, اس نکاح کو الہ العالمین اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا, دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا, اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ان دونوں کو آپس میں خوب محبت عطا فرما, مودت عطا فرما, رحمت عطا فرما, الفت عطا فرما, انس نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین خوشیاں نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین دونوں کو ایک دوسرے کا حق ادا کرنے والا بنا, الہ العالمین آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے جو جو اوصاف دلہا کے دلہن کے میاں کے بیوی کے بیان فرمائے ان سے ان کو متصف فرما, الہ العالمین ان کو خوف خدا نصیب فرما, ان کی ظاہر کی باطن کی اصلاح فرما, الہ العالمین صلحہ کی توجہ کا مرکز بنا, علم میں برکت عطا فرما, عمل پر ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے لیے اپنی حیات طیبہ میں جو جو دعائیں فرمائی تھیں وہ ساری ان دونوں کے حق میں قبول فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو دنیاوی و اخروی مقبولیتیں عطا فرما, الہ العالمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے, الہ العالمین اپنا بنا کے رکھ, الہ العالمین اپنے کام میں لگائے رکھ, اور الہ العالمین اپنی رضا کے ساتھ ہمیں موت نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین دونوں خاندانوں کے جو مرحومین ہیں الہ العالمین آج اس شادی کی خوشی کے موقع پر ان کی مغفرت فرما کر آخرت میں برزخ میں انہیں بھی خوشیاں عطا فرما, الہ العالمین امت کے تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما بالخصوص ہمارے ماں باپ ہمارے اساتذہ ہمارے مشائخ کی, سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین واخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین.